It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
Long time no see.
It's been a while, hadn't it?
Yeah, well, last night, I guess it was.
Right around 12 hours, a little over, or a little under 12 hours. Yeah.
You stopped back in Nodgeville after your game. You were where, Barneville?
I was in Barneville, yeah. I had Fenimore in Barneville for baseball. So, Barneville looks tough.
Mm-hmm. They're good in about every sport, I think,
aren't they? Yeah, they're pretty good. So.
Anyway, some nice wins last night. Congratulations to Ithaca Regional Championship and Richland Center Regional Championship.
Yep.
And
basketball, the Bulldogs.
Baseball.
They got a win. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Nice job to James Marks and the staff in basketball.
I predicted it. I told you basketball could be the
I would not want to play them.
Yep. So we'll see.
So no, but nice job to them. That was... a big win for the baseball team. So, very proud of James. So
right. And the Richland Center game, we talked about a little bit.
It,
there is an appeal, from Dodgeville, but I'm not sure that...
I don't think it's... Here's the issue with the appeal. If it was unfair, the appeal would go through. But it was fair both ways. And that's how I look at an appeal. Did the umpires make it unfair for one team or another? And they did not. Were the umpires wrong in their decision? Yes, they were. Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, for listeners that don't know, the umpires talked to both head coaches before the game and said, if we go to extra innings, we will use ghost runners, which means you put a runner at second base to start the inning, correct, like the majors do.
Right.
And, again, takes a lot to befuddle me because I've seen so many softball games. And when they did it, I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
Because we didn't do it on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. We had a 9-inning game on Tuesday night.
I don't think this is just my thinking. And Dodgeville has every right to appeal the game because the rules wasn't followed accordingly. And I think that Richland Center would do the same if the shoe was on the other foot. But I just don't, since it was fair both ways, I don't see how they can overturn that.
Yeah, both teams had the same opportunity to score.
Right.
And Richland Center did, and Dodgeville didn't.
So. Right. So, and that's just the way. And Kyrie Fisher, what a pitcher she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's impressive. Now, I had her in a scrimmage before the season started, and she's a pretty impressive pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Well, she and the whole team have just gone up and
they're just
drastically from that point.
The Carly Meaden kid, unreal. Mm-hmm. She is a leader.
Chloe Darling.
Right at the top of the order. Oh my goodness, they're just stacked.
Fun team.
Yeah, without question. And nice job and congratulations to the coaches because they've done a heck of a job.
When I was interviewing Chloe and Carly afterwards, too, I made the comment, before the game, they're singing. They go up for the meeting of the captains and the five seniors. They're skipping, holding hands and skipping, you know. And I'm like, man, that's what it's all about. It's supposed to be fun.
Right.
And so that's good to see.
Yeah, without question. And then Madeline, the catcher. Sweet kid. Mm-hmm. Good catcher.
Maddie McGlynn.
She's a pretty good catcher. So
yeah.
Well, I'm not meaning to forget anybody. It's just those girls are pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Good luck to all the teams.
Yes.
Again, it just befuddles us that everything has to be on the same day and why they can't figure out a way.
It's unreal how
they
do that.
And I think some of it in defense of the WIA is track. You know, because you have some small schools where both athletes, they're competing in both sports.
But isn't that on a Friday?
That's today, but that's why they wouldn't want to schedule baseball today.
But there was a Wednesday on this week.
There was a Wednesday. That's my point.
Yeah.
They should have used it because they're playing Wednesday next week. So what's the difference?
Yeah. What's the difference? Apparently, there's a difference from one week to another.
Apparently, they don't listen to old Phil Nee.
Apparently, it's like the way you run it around here. Henry, we didn't do that last week, but we're going to do it this week. Oh, I tell you what.
You know what?
Trying to stay on top of the policies and procedures that you give us on it.
Yeah, I know, and I'm such a, I don't know what you call it, ogre. You know, it'll be, what, 39 years for me in August? And if I haven't figured it out by now, I'm probably not going to figure it out. So,
well, we're
bear
still,
with me.
We're still praying. Anyway, young man, here we go. The word of the day. Are you ready for this?
I am braced. What is it?
All right. It's Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Yeah. After a tough day, Phil suggested to his coworkers that they should go to the local bar and Taiwan on.
Oh, yes. I kind of thought that might be coming.
Yes. You know. Taiwan.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You wanted to go to Taiwan on the Chinese buffet last night, didn't you?
I think they were closed.
Were they closed?
They might have been, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't go with me, so.
I still have two tacos in the truck for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we get done. I'm like, hey, oh, it's like 8 o'clock. You want to go eat somewhere? Like, no, I got two tacos in the truck. I'm like, how old are they? Oh, I got them on the way. He goes, you want them? I'm like, no, they're cold.
You know what? I was trying to have a microwave. I was trying to help you.
I know you were.
But you know what? You basically just kicked me right in the taco.
So, what do you do, Hank?
What do you do? All right. Here's the...
Speaking of food.
Speaking of food is the recipe of the week. It's called Egg in a Mug with Issues.
Ah.
This is the deluxe breakdown edition.
So you had a breakdown again last night in the middle of the night?
You listen to this. This is pretty good, though.
All right.
All right. Ingredients. 2 lonely eggs.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully, if you have 2 in your fridge, 1 would be enough, too. 1/2 slice of toast torn by hand like it owes you money. Okay. A leftover chicken nugget that survived the purge. Salt and pepper with a little bit of emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Optional, Phil, a single shredded cheese strand if you found clinging to the refrigerator light. Or in my truck from the tacos.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's probably some there. Yeah.
All right, here's the instructions. Crack the egg into the nearest cleanish mug. Talk to it. It's your only friend now at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
All right. Rip the toast or nugget with primal rage and toss it in. Stir like you're casting a chaotic breakfast spell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Microwave for 30-second burst, watching it puff up like it's something about to fight you. Okay. When it smells edible or screams it's done, spoon it out like you're digging through a broken dream. Take a bite and say, huh. You know, just like,
huh.
What am I eating?
Making eggs in a cup. Well, all right.
Continue eating anyway because it's 2:14 in the morning and the fridge has betrayed you. There's nothing in there. Chef's note. Pairs well with a lukewarm can of ginger ale and the sound of your neighbor's dog barking at ghosts.
Ah! All of these you speak from experience,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
I'm so impressed.
It's just, yeah. Just getting them in words is tough. You know?
I can see that. Yeah. Okay.
Because on Wednesday night, I think I had marshmallows and chocolate, kind of like a s'mores. In a microwave.
In the microwave.
Yeah.
But don't marshmallows just go whoop like the marshmallow sort of, man?
You got to keep smashing them.
Oh, so you shut the microwave off and you smash them.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good to know. Otherwise, it's like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
It's just the sad thing is that I know how to do that.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm going to try that one anytime soon.
The marshmallow one?
No, the egg one. In the
cup. That's pretty good.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't like eggs in the microwave?
I guess not. I have not.
You don't have to throw a nugget in there.
Yeah, nugget. Yeah, that's, yeah. Anyway.
I usually use ham.
How come you just don't put them in a pan, frying pan?
It's 2:14 in the morning. I'm not going to cook like that.
It's probably about the same amount of preparation time, isn't it?
No.
How long do you microwave it for?
You turn it on every 30 seconds.
30 seconds,
You have to stir it.
All right.
So you get more egg in a microwave than you
I
don't.
I see. Now, June has a legitimate recipe for a cookie in a cup.
You
use an egg, and then you put flour, you do all your, and you microwave it. And then
it's pretty good.
Oh, now that's good.
Yeah. Can I get that recipe? Is that a no?
That would be your dessert, right?
Well, that would just be a meal at 2:14 in the morning.
Yes, it would.
Huh. So
you gotta stop eating late at night. That's just not good for you, man.
I just call it early.
Oh, it's early. It's your breakfast.
It's your breakfast.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, if two pieces of metal touch in space, they instantly stick together. This is called cold welding. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Deep thoughts with Henry Bray.
Yeah.
Random thoughts.
They just, where that they just came pop from. Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at 2:14 in the morning, you're eating eggs out of a coffee mug. Oh, man. That boy ain't right.
And it's almost clean.
Yeah.
I have one more for you.
All right.
All right. A McDonald's burger can take over 14 years to decompose if left untouched.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Or Henry's cooking.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
We will.
You
we
deserve
will.
It.
Thank you. Well, right. I'm going to be busy. We've got to move my daughter for the 15th time. You know,
always looking forward to that. Yeah. Do you need a trailer or anything?
Well, no. I think they've got it pretty well covered, and they want me to come help. But in my current condition, I can't walk that well.
But here's the thing. You I'm just sit help. There and just point at them.
No, I'm going to open the door. Hey, guys. There you go. You know, so I think that's where I can be useful. And
I'm sure you're going to mess this up.
I can do, hey, pick that up. I'll do your grunting for you. You know, I can do that too.
Should we go through like opening door classes today before you leave? I mean, we can practice letting you hold the door open.
Let me hold the door. Yeah.
We can practice if you want to.
Yeah, that might be good.
Well, buddy, I hope you have a good day. Be kind.